Vov Ador, Wednesday the 29th of February, Rabbi Yeshaya Schlesinger, Zayin Ador.
Shpoyer from the Dvar Aloche, and Mazdov, whoever is connected with today's bris, actually, everyone is connected. I think that the Briskov once was at a bris. And one of the Vashonim said it's a very important bris, because the Zayde is a Rosh Hashiva. So the Briskov said if he would appreciate what a bris means, he wouldn't connect it to a Rosh Hashiva. It's much, much more greater than anything. Ramam Zogt, it's Yud Gimel Brises. Anyway, I was asked to speak about Zayin Odor. Behem Zayin Odor is alles. Because Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, the day Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and the whole Torah is connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. But you all know that Zayin Odor belongs to the Chevre Kaddisha. They make it in Tainas, or they make it Suda, depends to which part of Klal Yisrael you belong to. And above all, it's a day when the Chevre Kaddisha ask Mechila if they didn't deal or they weren't mechabed properly the Niftorim. While they made the Kvura, whatever is involved, it's a day, it's a minute to ask Mechila of the Niftorim. What is the connection of being Mechabed a Niftor with Zayin Odor, the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu? It's a general discussion and then we'll connect it to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Shulchan Aruch Zogt in Simen Rav, when he explains why when we say Asher Yotzar, we thank Hashem on the creation of a human being, we say Umafli La'asuis. The creation of a human being is a mystery, it's a pele. Why is it a pele? There's many pshotim in the Shulchan Aruch why the creation of a human being is a pele. Und der Mo sagt, wo oid yesh lefarish, I'll say another explanation, shemafli la'asuis, b'mashem shoymer ruach ho'odom bekirboi. The Eibusha keeps the neshama within the human body. The kosher, he connects. Dovor ruchni b'dovor gashmi. And neshama is the highest kedusha possible. It's taken out from the throne of Hashem. It's pure, it's helik, it's kulo ruchni, kulo is spiritual. The human body is gashmius. The Eibusha takes the neshama for a certain period and he connects it with a gashmiusdige body. This is umafli la'asois. It's a pele. And be'emes, all of our life, we are busy with the continued struggle between the neshama and the guf. We get up in the morning, the guf wants to sleep. The neshama tells you, go to daven. You want to eat anything. The guf wants to eat. The neshama will tell you, well, let's find out. Maybe we need trumas and maestras. Let us make a proper bracha before. It's a continued struggle. So what's the ideal idea, we think, that the neshama should somehow overpower the guf? And we love it. Shabbos comes, and you're in the middle of arranging some things, and the guf wants to continue completing. The neshama tells him, no, you can't do it now. It's near to Shabbos, you've got to be mekabel Shabbos. So the neshama overpowers the guf. Avada, that's the way it should be. But that's not the ideal goal of a person. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us differently. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us that the guf of a person can become a partner of the neshama. And that's the difference between a yid and a goy. A yid, a body of a yid, the human part of a yid, the gashmias of a yid, can become part of the Kedusha of the Neshama. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, when Moshe Rabbeinu went for 40 days Bashumayim, into heaven, to accept the Torah, and the Malachim asked, Ma yilud isho beineinu? We don't mind the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu to come and take the Torah. Ma yilud isho? He's a human being. How did he come up to such a high madrige with his guf, with his body? He was mekadosh his whole human being into such a kedusha that he himself came up to heaven as a human being. He was mekadosh such a holiness in his guf that he was able to come with a complete refined tanoim. We find tanoim who came to Olam Haba, came to Gan Eden with their body, because they have been mekadosh and metaher their body in such a holiness. Although we start off with a struggle between the guf and the neshama, umafli lasis of the Ramo, it's a mystery, but we aim and our goal is that the guf should become a different type of guf. Even our materialistic wishes should be part of the neshama's yearning to kedusha. That's the goal, that's the ideal aim of a yid. And we have got the power. There's a very interesting Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi doctor, the Gemara in Ksubas, it's a very basic Beis Halevi. The Gemara doctor in Ksubas, that someone who has never ever learned Torah cannot have Tchias HaMesim, which means the Mashiach will come, all the Neftorim will come alive again. But someone who has never ever learned Torah will not be able to have this Tchias HaMesim. That's what the Gemara zogt. And he brings the drosha. Tani name, Mesim Bal Yichyu. The dead, the deceased, will not become alive. Which and where? Those who have never ever learned Torah. And all the rabbis who sat by the shir of Rabbi Yochanan didn't like it. So Rabbi Yochanan le'nichel le'merai de'omus lo, I can see you don't like it, but what can I do? I've got a pasuk. Tal oiros telecho, kol hamishtamesh bo'oir toiro, anyone who is connected to the light of Torah, or Torah mechayehu, the light of Torah will bring life to him again. V'chol she'einu mishtai bo'oir toiro, einu toiro mechayehu. Kiven dechaze dekometztah, he saw that he caused pain to some people. Because in those times, there were people who never learned Torah. It seems they didn't have the star the way the Torah way. So somehow there were people who didn't learn Torah, and they were in pain. Yes, I found a way that even those people who have never ever learned Torah will still be able to have Tchias HaMesim. Why? One can get connected to Hashem. How can you get connected to Hashem? By being meshamach a Talmud Chochem. Giving your daughter to a Talmud Chochem, helping a Talmud Chochem in business. So in the way you get connected to Talmud Chochem, even you haven't learned Torah ever in your life yourself, you still be zoiche to Tchias HaMesim. Comes the Beis Halevi and explains what was the discussion. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say first that someone who has learned Torah, he has got the likeness of Torah to have Tchias HaMesim, and then it said, Motzose lemt kome mina Torah. And he explains that the Gemara has a wonderful idea on Tchias HaMesim. The Gemara says in Gemara Megillah, we are soon Purim, the children are Purim, they go ready. They say when it comes Elul, the children in school get afraid. When it comes order, the teachers get afraid. The more the Tone Rabbono, Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrokin. Any Anything which was used for a mitzvah, once the mitzvah has passed, you can throw it away. It hasn't got a kedusha. Tashmish kedusha. Anything which is used for kedusha, nignozin, even you're not using it anymore, you got to put it away. You have to put it to gneiza. So what is tashmish mitzvah? What is tashmish kedusha? Ve'elu hein tashmish mitzvah, Dr. Gemara, sukkah, the wood or the schach of a sukkah, lulav, a lulav after sukkahs, shofar, once it's not used, tzitzis, once it's not kosher, you can throw it away. Me'ike halocha. Ve'eleh tashmish kedusha. What is tashmish kedusha? Sforim, sefer, tefillin, ve'tik shel sefer Torah. Even, not only the sefer Torah itself, not only the klaf itself, even the little tick where you put the sefer Torah in, the mantle of the sefer Torah, also tashmish kedusha and nignozin, you have to put it away. Tov de bisalevi. The basic idea of Tchiyas HaMeisim is a body of a Yid is Kodesh. It learned Torah. So it's Tashmishei Kedusha. It becomes holy, the body, and Nignozin, you can't throw it away. That's why Hashem will wait till Tchiyas HaMeisim. He'll take the body itself, the little bone that remains from Lava de Malka, and it will revive and become life again in the little body, because the body is Tashmishi Kedusha. So Rabbi Yochanan, someone who didn't learn Torah, so his body is only Tashmishi Mitzvah. He made mitzvahs, but it's not Kodosh. So we made a Nizrokin, the body hasn't got a power to have Tchiyas HaMeisim, because he hasn't got the Kedusha of Torah. It's not Tashmishi Kedusha. It's like a lulav after Sukkot, like a shofar after Rosh Hashanah. So why should Hashem keep the body? Then Rabbi Yochanan said, even someone did not learn Torah, but he's Meshamesh Talmud Chochem, it's also Tashmishi Kedusha. Why? Because the Talmud Chochem is the Sefer Torah itself. And because the Talmud Chochem is the Sefer Torah, so once he meshamish a Talmud Chochem, is tashmishi kedusha, and even someone, he did not learn Torah himself, but he was meshamish. He helped the Talmud Chochem. He gave his daughter to the Talmud Chochem, so he becomes tashmishi kedusha, and he also has a schus for Tchiyas HaMeisim. So it's a very renowned story of Reb Zilmer, of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who spoke about the greatness of his brother, Reb Zilmer Le Volozhiner. Reb Zilmer, he said, was du kola tiru kula. And it was a great gewaldi. He spoke about him on and on and on. So someone asked Reb Chaim Volozhiner, if your brother Reb Zilmer Le Volozhiner was so great, then what is the difference between your brother and your Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon? Reb Zilmer was so great, he knew the whole Torah. So what was the goal? Reb Chaim Yamfati replied, my brother Reb Zilmer knew the whole Torah from front, from beginning to end, from front to back. My Rebbe the Goel knew the Torah from back to front. So someone asked the Briskerov, what's so special? You know the Torah backwards. Doesn't make any sense. Take any little Gemara. You say it backwards, it doesn't make a sense. What's the Chochmah? The Zelma Volozhin knew the Torah from front to back. Bereshis, Bora Lekim. No? So what does it mean, Lekim? Bora Bereshis. Doesn't make any sense. What's the greatest of the Goyim? To know the Torah from back to front, from end to beginning. But the Briskov is Ochta Zoy. Anything you know, because of your memory, you only need one track, one way. Because your memory works, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehachlil Nihyeh B'dvorei. Say it backwards, I don't know. It's a different learning, you have to study backwards. Well, I can work it out from front to backward, but the memory only works one way. When you read anything in a siddur, there's no difference if you read it frontwards or backwards, because you read it, you see it in front of you. In Torah it says, Kosveim al luach libecho. Write the Torah on the tablets of your heart. So the ideal learning of Torah is to have the Torah written on your heart. My brother Reb Zelmerer remembered the whole Torah. The Goyim had such a kedusha, was so holy, they had the Torah written on his heart. That's why he could read it backwards. Because he saw it in France, he saw the actual words written on his simple human body. With the Beis Halevi Zokt, the Talmud Chochem becomes as if a Torah himself. He becomes Kodosh. And anyone who is Mishamesh Talmud Chochem becomes Tashmishi Kedusha. Where do we take this idea? Where do we learn the greatness of a body or the materialistic part of a Yid? We learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven with his body. He was Mekadesh. The Gemara Zokt, Asherecho Rabbi Akiva, great is Rabbi Akiva, Shegufcho Tohoir, your body is pure. Not his soul, not his neshama. We all have neshama tohoiro. But Rabbi Akiva had a pure body. He was mekadesh, his body, in such a madrege that the kedusha of the guf became a partner with the neshama. I heard from Rabbi Filman, he heard with someone who was there, that Kodesh HaKadosh in Gan HaGoyim Rav Shua Leib Diskin Zecher Tzadi B'Kodesh Levroche. When he passed away and the Chevah Kedisha washed his body and the body came out of the room and people drank the water. And I don't know if it was allowed or not, but that's what they did. And anyone who drank it, if he was ill, he became well. Ladies who needed a bracha for children, had children, harbe akoris nifkedu, from drinking the water of the guf of the body of Rishua Leib. A tzaddik, a Talmud Chochem, a Yid, is not only he has got a great neshama, he has got a great guf. This we learn from Zayin Odo. We all know that the Chevah Kedisha are Moisei Nefesh themselves for the guf of a Yid. The body which learned Torah, which made so many mitzvahs. He was Mechabe Talmid HaChachomim. He helped Talmid HaChachomim. His body became Kodosh. That is why we are Moiser Nefer, the Gemara Zokt in Megillah. No mitzvah is Doiche Megillah but Mes Mitzvah. The body of a Yid who made mitzvahs and became Kodosh with such a Kedusha, such a purity, that the body of a Yid cries out for Trias HaMesim. It is not a present which Hashem will give the Mesim. They've got the right, because they are Tashmishe Kedusha. The body becomes Kodosh. This is the teaching of Zayin Odo. That is why the Chevah Kedisha come together. And they asked Mechile, if they weren't, they didn't make the proper Tahara, the proper cover, the proper respect to the deceased, to the body, which is Kodesh. Now I'm going to add one more word. It is not only after death that the body becomes Kodesh. It remains Kodesh. a Yid who is alive, Kal v'chomer, that he's got a Kedusha. How do we have to be careful how we speak to a Yid? Cholile v'chas, not to bring any pain to a body, to the guf, to the nefesh of a Yid. He's a Sefer Torah. He's a Tashmishi Kedusha. It remains and continues later. But Kal v'chomer ben benoi shel Kal v'chomer. And it means much more. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deis that the Talmud Chochem is not only the wisdom, the Torah, but anything he does, we have to see, oh, he's a Talmud Chochem. He walks in the street as a Talmud Chochem. He eats and drinks like a Talmud Chochem. He speaks to other people like a Talmud Chochem. There's a complete perek in Rambam to explain how a Talmud Chochem has to go through the whole day, his whole life. So what does it mean? He's a Talmud Chochem, he learns hours, then he's going to eat. So he goes, oh, I'm a Talmud Chochem, how should I eat? No. If he's a Talmud Chochem, he becomes a different person. His feeling is different, his approach is different. He becomes kodosh, he becomes heilig. So automatically, whatever he does, the body of a Talmud Chochem does it. This is the teaching of Zayin Odor. Not only is our neshama great, we know about it. Elekai neshama shenasato bi tohoirohi, ato yitzato, ato berit boroso. But the guf itself, ulahachziro bi, we say, we will get back our neshama into our body. So the shayla in Tosfos, Itzkis Hamitz, will be even with the tachrichim. The body of a Yid is kodosh. There's a samsoifer. There's a samsoifer, there's an halacha that meisu echov machmas mila, which means someone has a few children. And Rachmon of Islam, there were a few children who died whilst bris mila. So the child who is born afterwards should not make mila because it's a sakone, it's dangerous. It seems that the children has got some kind of allergy to it and it shouldn't. So there's some soifer. If there was a goy who had a few brothers, they made mila as goyim, and they died as goyim, and then he was born, and he becomes a ger. Maybe the soifer is not potter of mila, because his brothers died as goyim. Maybe as a yid, he's got a different allergy. He doesn't speak about the neshama of the ger, about the body, the goof, the fingers, the face, it's different. It's a different body. He becomes a Yid. He becomes kodosh. When we walk in the street, we have to speak to the goy, avada. But we are different. Hamavdil bin kodosh l'choil, bin oyer l'choishach, bin yisroel l'amim. But in order to appreciate the difference between a Yid and a Goy, we have to understand what a Yid is. We have to appreciate what a Shabbos is, what a Mitzvah is. We say Purim, Chayim Inish Levesuma BePurim, we have to drink so much wine, Adelo Yoda, till we will not know, Bin Oru Homon LeBoruch Motche. Who on earth does know a difference between Oru Homon and Boruch Motche? Everyone knows a difference. We know there's a big Rosh Hashanah in Iran, and there's a big Tzaddik somewhere, and we don't know the difference, even we drink a little wine. We know the difference, but we don't appreciate the difference. We need a clear Deo. The Goyen Zochti, we haven't got the clear knowledge, the clear Hasoge, what a Yid is, what a Neshom of a Yid is. We don't appreciate the difference. Yeah, we know our homo boruch motche. It's not enough. We have crystal clear hashkofe. It is so important to know and cherish the esteem and chashivas of a yid, the steam and chashivas of mitzvah. Why do we do mitzvahs? But in order we should appreciate the greatness, you got to know what it is. A yid is different. At the cross pain to yid, amal b'pnei chaviroi, Chazal say it's easier to go into fire and not cause shame. How one is put into a yid. How terrible it is today. You say things and you know you hurt someone. Even a father to a child has got to be careful how he does it. They say that the hardest time Reb Chaim Brisker used to have was, or when children came to his house, or when somebody mentally ill came into his house. He was trembling, he couldn't speak, he was under a certain strain. So someone asked him, why is it? He said, because those people can't be moichel. If I say a word which is wrong to someone who is an older person, I can ask mechile. But to a child, I can't. Or someone is mentally disturbed, I can't ask mechile. And who knows what word I'm going to say. They say there was once a story in Bnei Brak that this type in his elder years came to a bar mitzvah. And no one thought, how does this type come to play in bar mitzvah? What no one called him. He said to the bar mitzvah boy, years ago you came to me and I told you a word which I felt I caused pain to you. And as long as you were a child, I couldn't ask you mechile because a child can't be moichel. Now you have a mitzvah, it's the first opportunity I can ask you mechile. From the day of Zayin Adar, we learn how to respect a body of a yid, even after his long life. How do we have to respect a lebedi yid, a friend, a Talmud Chochem, every simple yid? Give him chizuk. You see him in the street, tell him a nice good morning. You don't know what your word will do to him. The thing that someone once came, a bocher to the Chofetz Chaim, he had hard times, the bocher in yeshiva, he had nisyonos, there was always nisyonos, and the Chofetz Chaim gave him a bed to sleep. And it was cold. Chofetz Chaim took his coat and put it onto the boy. Onto the bocher, he should become warm. And the bocher said, this coat kept me warm the whole life. Now, Meshloyach Monet Ish L'Re'eyu, Matonis L'Vyonim, it's a time of friendship, of love to one another, and the main thing, respect and appreciate a yid. Tonight is Zayin Adar, the Yortzeit of Raya Mehemne, Moshe Rabbeinu, taught us a lesson. How a body of a yid can become so crystal pure, so kodesh, so helik. And just say a word which I heard from a balabos, Chavrusa Meine. He asked me a shayla, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to be the messenger to take out the yid of Mitzrayim, he said, well, Rabbeinu Shleilom, I can't. I'm not up to it. Please take someone else. He felt that he's not up to it. But when he came to bring the Torah to the Eden, Hashem told Moshe, come to Asina, come to heaven. Moshe Rabbeinu went immediately. Why didn't he say, I can't, I'm not up to it? What's the difference? Where was the anivus of Moshe Rabbeinu? So he said, we all know, Chazal tell us, why did the Eibishter give Torah on Har Sinai? Because it was the smallest mountain. And the Torah goes down to someone who is an Olof. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, Hashem picked me to bring the Torah because I'm like the Har Sinai. I'm the smallest and the simplest person because it was an Olof. That's why he felt he could be the messenger to bring the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And Nevis, respect someone else. Respect a yid. Not speaking of there's an answer, you have to respect everyone, but now we're speaking about respecting yid. This we learn out from Zayin Adar. What a human being of a yid is. Who mafli la'asois. And b'schus ahavas chinom, Chazal say, with the zoicher to the biras, where he'll said it, especially those days of Nisim, those days of Adar, Everyone should have atzloche, the gachmis, the beruchni, the shu'ul, the zoiche, to be as good as the tzedek, the mehru, the yomeinu, the omeinu.